I would agree, because one of the reasons why I asked if there was, this was a company that was actually putting the bid to repair our, I figured, well, then we would have it on file. I do understand what you're saying. I also agree with what Councilman Gebhardt stated, is that they put a lot of detail into what they've done and what they, the process they went through. So this is actually agreeing with Councilman Gebhardt, one of the most detailed invoices I've ever seen, which holds them accountable. So if anything happens in the near future, it's documented on what they've done. So thank you. I'm just going to ask, is there any other comments from members of the council? Comments from members of the public? Comments from members of the public? Is there a motion recommendation? We did not.
Then we don't need one.
Unless it's cold. Okay. Thank you.
What's the motion?
There's no motion. There was no PCR request or anything.
Oh, you got to put PCR on it?
You want a PCR on it?
Yeah.
Okay. So now, bid 2022-431 emergency repairs RS-71 is now PCR 8922, correct? Thank you. May I have a motion?
Second.
I have a motion for favorable. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. The next item up for discussion is bid 2022-440, replace radiator RS-74, found on page 183. This was requested by Councilman Lattiser. Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Chair. Christy, when I look through this, this is basically a brand new vehicle. It's a 2021, right?
Right.
And the mileage is 43,444 when the vehicle was received in by Ballard. So how is it this vehicle wasn't under warranty?
It's not that the vehicle, there are components of the vehicle that are still under warranty. The radiator is not one of them.
Radiator is not under warranty. And was that disclosed? I never bought a vehicle that it didn't have a warranty on the radiator. So why was the radiator leaking? Did they determine what caused the leak in the radiator? Did they give you an answer?
I don't have an answer to that. There was an issue with the radiator. It had to be fixed. The vendor gave the city a Goodwill discount of almost $1,300.
I don't dispute that it had to be fixed. I'm not impressed with $1,300 discount, because it's ridiculous to me that this vehicle didn't have a one-year warranty. 43,000 miles is nothing on a vehicle today.
These vehicles are run hours on end. This is, I believe, is one of the ones that we bought from Ohio. This truck was already in service when we received it. So the warranty, we took over the warrant, the balance of the whatever the warranties were on the vehicle. The radiator is not covered.
And they showed you that in the warranty, that it states the radiator is not covered?
Not specifically to the radiator, no. But there are components that are no longer under warranty. Powertrain's under warranty, transmission.
Right, so they specify transmission, it's, you know, the drive shaft, it's the this, it's that, it's, you know, the axles, you know, it's the engine. But does it say the radiator is not under warranty, or is this something they said? If they can't show us something in writing that says in this warranty, it specifically has a disclaimer against the radiator, that's one thing. But if they can't, how can we sit here and accept that the radiator is not under warranty if it doesn't specifically exclude it?
For clarification, You're saying that, I'm sorry, what are you saying? You're saying that, that they should have stated that it wasn't under warranty?
Yeah, when you get a warranty on a vehicle, they tell you, you know, this is what the warranty is, right?
Right,
all
right.
Of the different items. If there's something excluded from the warranty, it's stated in that warranty.
Right.
Tires are a different warranty than the drivetrain, right?
I understand.
The paint finish is different.
Yeah.
The radiator, I mean, that's an integral component to the cooling system of any vehicle is the radiator. So if that was going to be excluded in the warranty, show me in that warranty where it excludes the radiator. I want to see it. If this were my truck and the factory or the dealer, the Tasker Ford said to me, oh, Ed, the radiator is not covered. Show me in the warranty where it's not covered. That's my argument with it.
Thank you.
In addition to, so just hold that point for 1 minute. On the delivery date, I don't know if this is a typo, Christy, or if this is something different. Delivery date, it says 26 June 20. Everything else speaks to 7 June 22, including the ready date of 13 June 22. The requisition order opened on 7 June 22. Is that a typo?
No.
So does that mean we took the delivery on 26 June 20?
No.
What does it mean?
That's the date that the truck went into service.
Went into service
prior to the city of Warwick owning it. Hence the reason there's no warranty on the radiator.
Hence the reason there's no warranty on the radiator because it went into service in 20?
Correct. We got the balance of warranty when we on certain components when we purchased these vehicles. This truck went into service June 26, 2020.
Went into service in another location.
Correct.
We purchased the vehicle. It came here.
Right.
So what did it have, like a 30,000-mile warranty or something? Or certain components, I should say?
Usually components like that don't have a five-year warranty. They probably have a one-year warranty, which would be why we don't have – it's not covered under warranty.
Okay, so we're saying that – or they're saying, somebody's saying that this isn't under the warranty. So I'm assuming that the city has a copy of that warranty. We took possession of the vehicle. We assumed – the remainder of the original warranty. I'm going to request a copy of that warranty. I'm sure we have it because otherwise we wouldn't have let them tell us that it's out of warranty. So I'd like to have a copy of the warranty that came with this vehicle, Christy, sent to me, please. And if the rest of the council wants it, that's fine, but I'm requesting that it be sent to me.
Christy, or solicitor, I request that any communication be sent through the council president, and then he can forward it to the council members that are interested or concerned.
I'll defer to council solicitor. Does an elected official serving on the city council have a right to request the document be sent to him or her?
Oh,
in my official capacity as an elected official.
I didn't mean it like that. So I apologize. Maybe I worded it wrong because I'm looking to see what the answer is. So I'm asking it be sent to the president so it could be distributed to you, myself, because it's in discussion. That's all. I didn't mean that you don't deserve to get it.
So Christy could certainly email it to the council president, to you and me, all in the same email.
That's
I'm asking for it to be sent to me and include anybody else that you'd like. It's fine.
I would just advise everyone that the Open Meetings Act, you know, requires all information and discussion to occur in an open, transparent manner. So be cautious in any emails or other communications with multiple members of the council or committees. So a caution against the any current business being communicated with outside the scope of a committee. If the committee's business and the council's business is concluded and this is just backup information to have availability to substantiate it, that's a separate issue. Yeah. But I just use this opportunity to remind everyone of the obligations of communicating in open session and not in any other potential roving quorums that can be created because of email communications.
And I understand that, but I do not serve on a committee with the council president. I do not serve on a committee with the chairman. As a matter of fact, I do not serve on any committee. So for the three of us to get this document requested is no violation of open meetings laws.
You're citing a specific limited thing that we don't know what goes beyond or no, subsequent I'm information afterwards. So
I'm requesting a copy of the warranty. That's all. Just want a copy of the warranty. That's easy. We have it.
Okay. So are there any questions from members of this committee? Questions from members of the council?
Yes, I do, Mr. Chairman. So what's the pleasure of the committee on PCR 8922? I know you voted on a couple of others in committee. Are you planning on voting on this now, or are you planning to move it to the floor?
I'm going to finish asking the council for any further questions, and I'm going to go to the public, and then I'll come back.
Okay, thanks.
Are there any other members of the council that would like to seek any questions on this item? Any members of the public? Members of the public. So what is the, is there a motion or a recommendation by this council? No. There was no recommendation from the committee. So no, I'm speaking on the bid we were discussing, 2022-440. That'll be PCR 90-22. Thank you. May I have a motion?
Favorable action.
Second.
I have a motion for favorable. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Bid 2023. Thank you, Christy. 2023-064. Mobile self-contained food concessions at various city locations on page 186. This was requested by Councilman Ricks. Councilman Ricks. Good evening, Director. Thank you for being with us this evening.
My pleasure.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I want to check with you on these food trucks and the like. So in the bid process, it was there were a certain number that could be eligible for any given location. And then also there were limitations on selling like food products, so that if two likes were to bid, then it would go to the higher among them?
Yes. I think last year when I came before you and the bid process was a little different, I had mentioned that I wanted some time to examine this whole bid process. You know, we all grew up with an ice cream man and maybe a lemonade truck, but now with all of these food trucks, we have so many more varieties of foods to be available. So it took me a little longer than I anticipated, but I met with purchasing and we ran some ideas, and determined that we could put the bids out for up to four different types of food trucks or vendors at the various locations. So that's how we came up to four at the various locations.
Seems to be a really excellent system. I saw bids for the first time from a lot of different vendors, which is always good to see. And let's see, I guess a question for clarification. Have there been any complaints from vendors about the process or any conflicts?
Not really. I think one of the things that happened, we've been doing these food truck events at various locations, and so that they became very popular and they requested information on how do we get to be able to visit the various parks. And so I put them on the list. I sent I sent the bids out to 26 different vendors of various types of food, and these are the ones that responded, and they've been very anxious about it, and it turned out that we were able to get a good variety of food because there's a lot of varieties out there. I thought we'd get a few more, but this is the way it came out, and I think it came out in a very reasonable manner, and I think it makes some good resources for the city.
Yeah, I think this is very exciting to see the new bidders, these new options for everybody going to Warwick's Parks, and not quite as important, but still important in this whole process. It looks like the city is making even more than it did last year. So I can imagine how much work went into all of this, and it all paid off.
And a lot of these vendors also, as I said, they participate in our food truck events, and we receive a percentage of their sales in the food truck events. So there'll be even additional income besides the fact that they'll be able to visit our parks and sell their wares at the parks as well.
That's excellent. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any questions, comments from members of this committee? Questions, comments from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you. Last item up for discussion on the bid package is bid 2023-065, mobile self-contained food concessions at Oakland Beach. Councilman Foley, this was a request on page 189.
I'm all set. Councilman Ricks asked all the questions and made all the statements on the previous item. Good work.
I just want to make one comment. One of the reasons that you see Oakland Beach separate and the other park separate was, as you know, some of the instances that we had last year. And so, again, in my discussions with purchasing, they suggested that perhaps we separate Oakland Beach and then have all of the other sites. And that actually worked out extremely well. We were able to get four good bidders at Oakland Beach. And again, of these four bidders, they all are very charitable. All of these are very charitable bidders. They all do a lot of work in the community, giving back to the community. The hot potato truck at the end of the evening will go and donate whatever he has left to a homeless shelter. Rara's food truck also does a lot with the Tomorrow Fund and the Impossible Dream. And as you know, New England Lemonade has always been very charitable as well, and Cosmo's the same. So I think we're getting a lot more bang for our buck because they're very involved in the community and really want to contribute to Warwick.
Thank you for taking the time to say that. And I want to commend you, Director. I remember last year we had a very strong conversation, and you made us a promise that you would look into it and talk to other departments, which I heard you did with planning, and you know, you addressed it. And now we have numerous businesses, as well as, you know, as you said, just a positive experience, and I'm sure it's just going to get better. Thank you much for your diligence. Any questions from members of the council? Councilwoman Travis.
She did such a great job, and this is just revenue that's added to the city, so that's good. Not only are they getting publicity, the people getting served, but we got revenue coming in.
Yes.
So that's good. On all parks, so thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Councilwoman. Are there any other questions from members of the council? Comments, questions, members of the council? Hearing none. Oh, members of the public. Any comments, questions from members of the public? Okay, may I have a motion on the full consent calendar of PCR 82-22?
I move favorable action.
Second.
I have move for favorable. Second. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. We now do the meeting. Okay, if I may have a motion for acceptance of the minutes for June 20th, 2022.
Move acceptance of the minutes.
Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Item number two is PCR 83-22. I'm sorry. I gotta hold you both down. Resolution relative to abatements. How you doing, Mr. Pui?
Very good.
Good.
So this month we have abatements in front of you of $58,344.55. Mm-hmm. The majority of them are for exemptions. The only abatement of note is for a granted appeal which originally involved 9 different properties. We worked with the property owner and negotiated it down to just one. And even at that, the property sold approximately $2.4 million, and they accepted a $2.9 million assessment. So.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any questions from members of the committee? Questions from members of the council? Members of the council. Questions from members of the public? Members of the public on the abatements. Thank you.
You're welcome.
May I have a motion?
Favorable action.
Second.
I have a motion for favorable. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Item number 3 is PCR 76-22, formerly bid 2023-043, vehicle exhaust removal. Good evening, Chief.
Good evening. This is bid 2023-043, vehicle exhaust removal systems. The department is recommending the award go to Air Cleaning Specialists of New England. This is a 2-year award for an amount not to exceed $30,000.
Thank you so much. And I got your updated information. Is there any further questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. Chief, first of all, I want to thank you and the chief for meeting with me a couple of weeks ago. I thought we had a very productive meeting. There was a lot of things that we discussed. I must compliment you and the chief on your due diligence in doing all the research regarding all of the things that we had discussed. You reached out to the vendors. You reached out to the Department of Labor. You reached out to the folks who were in charge of prevailing wages, et cetera. I think you did a real good job on that. And you also have an agreement with the vendors and a definition from the Department of Labor as to what is required, which is a licensed electrician anytime they touch that fancy vent, whatever you guys call it.
Correct.
I kind of forget the name, Pullman vent or something like that. But it's a vent that requires a licensed electrician to work on it. I really appreciate that due diligence. I know that you put a lot of time into that, and we're in a much better place because of it. Thank you. I will be supporting this, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. And thank you, Chief and Chief, for working with the council on that. Any further questions from the council? Questions from the public? Questions from the public? Thank you. May I have a motion?
Favorable action.
Second.
I have a motion for favorable. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Item number 4 is PCR 77-22, formerly bid 2022-435, removal fees for solar maintenance. Councilman Gebhardt.
The last time we looked at this, we were just very displeased by the exorbitant cost of removing these. The cost was not laid out prior in the contract. And we were hoping to push back on the vendor about the cost. And so hoping we have some news tonight.
Hi, Christy.
Hi, sorry. I don't have an update for you other than the director reached out to the vendor and they have not been responsive. So.
Okay.
Whatever is your pleasure.
All right. Thank you so much. Any other questions from the committee? I would agree with the councilman. Any questions from the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. Are you speaking to right now PCR 77-22?
Yes.
You're listed here as the sponsor.
No, I am because I'm the council chairman, but he's the one who asked it to be held.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why I referred right to him.
Thank you.
Thank you. Questions from the council? Questions from the public? Comments, questions from the public? You want to hold?
Yeah, let's move to hold till September 19th.
I like your thinking.
Before, can I just ask, Christy, is there any negative to hold, like, to not removing that?
Not for us. Okay. I mean, it's, you know, we don't, you know, if they stay there, that's, you know, there's no benefit to us. Like, we don't get notifications that they're full or whatever, but we have a truck that goes through Oakland Beach every day anyway, so they always get emptied. But the only thing, I would not want them to come back and say, oh, well, now, you know, 3 months have gone by, now it's going to cost you this much. You know, that's my, that would be my only thing, but I don't, I'll be honest with you. I don't agree with a removal fee after we've paid you 80 some odd thousand dollars for your trash cans. So.
Well, there's also going to be a, I agree with what you're saying, and there's got to be a two-way street. As much as we work with them, they got to work with us. And if they're not responsive, what Councilman Gebhardt said is 100%. What you said is 100%. Then we wait until someone's responsive. We had a motion to hold until September 19th. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
The time is now 10:04 p.m., and the Finance Committee is closed.
Up next is the Ordinance Committee.
Ordinance will convene at 10:05 p.m. First thing on the docket is acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting held on June 20th, 2022. Do we have a motion?
Move to accept.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. PCO 13-22, an ordinance relative to establishing parking spaces near Coastal Resources Management Council rights of way. This is Councilman Gebhardt. It would be second passage.
Thank you. Respectfully would ask for favorable action. We discussed this at length in our last meeting. Thank you.
Any questions or comments from members of the committee? Questions or comments from members of the council? Questions or comments from the members of the public? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
Move favorable action, second to passage as amended.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Ordinance concludes at 10:07 p.m.
Thank you very much. We are now back in the full council meeting. Just for an update for people following at home and here in attendance, we called the meeting at around 7:30. We did roll call. We did the salute to the flag. We have done executive session. We have done general communications. We've done executive communications. We have done public comment. We have also done PCO 15-22, which was the first public hearing. We did the second public hearing, which was PCO 16-22, and we have already done the unanimous consent document, which was PCR 84-22. So if you are following us at home or here in the chambers, we are now on page two of the agenda A, acceptance of the minutes from the council meeting held on June 20th. Do I have a motion?
Motion favorable action on the minutes.
Second by Councilman Foley. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? The minutes are accepted. We're now moving down to number one, announcements of appointments. There is one for the retirement board. This is just an announcement of an appointment. Councilman Lattiser, Ward 5.
Move favorable action on the appointment of Alfred Marciano, a reappointment of Alfred Marciano to the retirement board.
Thank you. This is just an announcement, but I wanted you to announce it as the councilman. Thank you. So, Mr. Marciano has been reappointed to the retirement board. Number two this evening is appointments requiring confirmation. We have one from the Historic District Commission committee report appointments.
The committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move favorable action on the appointment of George Schuster to the Historical District Commission.
Second by Councilwoman Travis. Any questions or comments on this appointment that were not asked earlier this evening? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Ms. McAllister?
Yes.
Ms. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Nine yes. Appointment.
Thank you. The appointment passes. We're now moving to number three, the consent calendar. First up is PCR 82-22. 22 resolution relative to bids. Committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Go ahead, Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Item bid 2022-428, design services for City Hall Plaza. Bid 2023-102, remove and install boilers from Wicks to Cooper. Bid 2023-053 Alpha, asphalt, concrete, hot mixes, cold patch. Bid 2023-053 Bravo, asphalt, concrete, hot mixes, and cold patch. Bid 2022-060, statistical reappraisal of real estate located within the corporate limits of the City of Warwick, effective December 31st, 2021. Bid 2022-429, municipal transfer station. Bid 2023-085, redistricting mailing service, printing and mailing of 4x6 postcards. Bid 2023-101, OpenGov cloud service contractee permitting. Bid 2023-089, annual maintenance time clock system. Bid 2023-099, VMware support. Bid 2023-090, CAMA software upgrade migration. Bid 2023-073, workstations, laptops, tablets, printers, copiers, computer peripherals. Bid 2023-069, purchase of Ford Escape SE. Bid 2023-103, police undercover operations. Bid 2023-081, UFED software renewal. Bid 2023-082, criminal investigation 1 and 2. Bid 2023-083, NK software maintenance. Bid 2022-029, Bravo, quarterly fire alarm panel inspections and testing. Bid 2023-049, street striping. Bid 2023-088, repairs to E13. Bid 2023-105, repairs to therapy pool. Skip. Bid 2023, infrared scan and survey for roof. Bid 2023-064, mobile self-contained food concessions at various city locations. Bid 2023-065, mobile self-contained food concessions at Oakland Beach. That concludes the bid package, Mr. President.
Thank you, Councilman. Any questions on the bid package that was not asked earlier this evening? Okay, number two is PCR 83-22, a resolution relative to abatements. Committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Go ahead, Councilman Howe.
The total abatements was $58,344.55, Mr. President.
Thank you. Is there any questions on the abatements? Okay. Is there any questions on the consent calendar as a whole? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser? Yes. Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis? Yes. 9 yes, consent calendar passes.
Thank you. The consent calendar passes. Councilman Howe, I believe a number of items have been removed from the consent calendar.
Yes, Mr. President. The first item is formerly bid 2020-001, Police and Fire Disability Administrator, is now PCR 85-22.
Okay, I believe we're going to have a recusal on this. Committee report?
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe?
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. And I believe we are going to have one member is going to recuse. Any additional questions on PCR 85-22? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Abstain.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes, 1 abstention.
Thank you. Number two this evening, Councilman Howe.
Mr. President, PCR 86-22, formerly bid 2023-084, rubber matting for Thayer Arena.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Favorable action.
That motion has been moved for favorable action. Do we have a second? Councilman Foley seconds. Any questions on PCR 86-22? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
No.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
No.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis? 7 yes, 2 no. Motion passes.
Thank you. Motion passes. Number three this evening, Councilman Howe.
PCR 87-22, formerly bid 2023-442, traffic light repairs, hold till August 9th.
We're going to hold that to August 15th. Oh, 15th. I apologize. Number four this evening, Councilman Howe.
Thank you. It is PCR 88-22, formerly bid 2022-441, repair diesel fuel hill. Hold until August 15th.
Hold to August 15th. Number five this evening.
PCR 89-22, formerly bid 2022-431, emergency repairs to RS-71.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Go ahead, Councilman Howe. Is there any questions on PCR 89-22 that were not previously asked? Councilman Lavisser.
Thank you, Mr. President. No questions, just a statement. I will be voting no on this, and the reasons I stated on the floor earlier, I'll just repeat them again. I'm not going to be voting on an item that doesn't give us clarity on what we're paying for. There's no hourly rates. There's no hourly times on that item right there. So we have no idea what we're paying for, and I'm not going to vote for that. So that's why I'm voting no.
Thank you, Councilman Lattiser. Any additional comments or questions for members of the council? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
No.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
No.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis? 7 yes, 2 no. Motion passes.
Thank you. The motion passes. Number six this evening, Councilman Howe.
PCR 90-22, formerly 2022-440, replace radiator of RS-74.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Favorable action.
Motion second by Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments? Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'll be voting no on this item as well. The reasons are we don't have a copy of the warranty here, for one thing. The larger thing is it's the same thing. There's no breakdown of the hourly rate. There's no itemization of how many hours of labor were put in. And those are the reasons why I'll be voting no on that as well. I wouldn't pay a bill like that in my personal life, and I'm not going to pay a bill like that representing the taxpayers. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any additional questions or comments from members of the council? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser? Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
No.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis? 7 yes, 2 no. Motion passes.
Thank you. Motion passes. We are now moving to the unfinished business on the agenda, page 6. First up is PCO 13-22, an ordinance relative to establishing parking spaces near the Coastal Resource Management Council right-of-ways. This is for second passage, committee report, ordinance. For action, Councilman Gephardt. Second by Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments that were not asked during the ordinance committee earlier this evening? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action for second passage.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Yes. Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Yes. Ms. Travis? Yes. 9 yes, second passage.
Thank you, second passage. Next up is PCR 76-22, committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley, Councilman Lattiser. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, motion passes.
Motion passes. Next up is number three, which is PCR 77-22-2022-335. This is going to be held until September 19th. Number four this evening is PCR 78-22, committee report, public safety.
$300, favorable action.
the recommendations for $300 for favorable action. Do we have a second? Second by Councilman Ricks. Do we have any questions or comments on this? Councilman Sinapi? On the claim for Paul DiPietrillo? Okay, for a month. So you're recommending that?
So you
okay? So you got to make a motion. Okay, move the hold. Second by Councilman Lattiser and Councilman Gephardt, Councilman Ricks. We'll do a roll call on that to hold this to the August meeting. The clerk will call the roll to hold.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley? Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Howe?
A point, just a clarification. I did fill out an abstention. Do I not vote to hold? Or, like, do I do an abstention for this portion, or do I do the wait to do the abstention?
Are you recusing as well?
I am.
This would be the time to recuse.
For the hold. Okay. Yep. Abstain.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Yes. Ms. Travis? Yes. 7 yes, 2 abstentions to hold.
Thank you. The motion will be held. Number 5 this evening is PCR 79-22, Committee Report, Public Safety. For action, Councilman Foley. Second by Councilman Ricks. Any questions or comments on this PCR? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis? Yes. 9 yes, motion passes.
Motion passes, thank you. Number 6 this evening is PCR 80-22, Committee Report, Public Safety. For action, Councilman Foley. Second by Councilman Ricks. Any comments or questions on this claim? Councilman Howe.
Oh, I was just requesting to be seconded on that as well.
Councilman Howe, let the record show. Councilman Howe, second. Any additional questions or comments? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis? 9 yes. 9 yes, motion passes.
Thank you. The motion passes. We are now moving to new business. We have already done the unanimous consent. Ward 1, anything to docket under unanimous consent? No, thanks. Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5?
Pass.
Ward 6?
Pass.
Ward 7 passes. Ward 8? Ward 9? Councilwoman Travis. All in favor to move in the docket session?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? We are in the docket session. Ward 1, anything to docket this evening? Ward 2.
One item. Resolution extending a commission to examine possible means of tax relief for the Warwick property, for Warwick property owners through tax exemptions originally established through PCR 105-19.
That will go to intergovernmental.
Pass.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Missed you, sorry.
Yep.
Thank you.
Anything else, Councilman Ricks?
That's all.
I'll okay. need a copy of that.
Ward 3.
Pass.
Ward 4.
Pass.
Ward 5.
I have two. First one is an ordinance. The title will be an ordinance in regards to no right turn onto Gray Street from 150 Gray Street, which is Harbor Lights Events and Golf Marina.
Ordinance Committee.
The next one is a resolution. It's a resolution to the General Assembly requesting amendment to 44-5-8.1, a waiver of interest on overdue quarterly tax payments.
Intergovernmental. Ward 6.
Resolution in regards to the 2023 city council calendar.
Community Affairs. Intergovernmental. Ward 7, I have three. First is a resolution in regards to erecting a stop sign on Goodrich Ave. Public safety. The next is a resolution in regards to erecting a four-way stop sign at the intersection of Bolkart Street and Cumberland Road. Public safety. And the third, I'm docketing on behalf of the school department, is a resolution in regards to grants of easements for the National Grid for projects at Hoxie and Sherman Elementary Schools. Public properties. Ward 8, anything to docket this evening? Ward 9. Thank you very much. This council meeting is over. We'll see you in August.